Sib, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I like partners.
Yes.
I like partners.
Yes.
Those are people who see what we're doing and want to join our cause. Not just sponsors, partners who care more about what's going on in our community than they are selling product. And such is the case with Denny's. Mm-hmm. Over the past 12 years, Denny's and the Tom Joyner Foundation have worked on a lot of different things. And Denny's has contributed over these 12 years more than $500,000 to the Tom Joyner Foundation to help students stay in school at historically black colleges and universities.
That's a partner.
So and here's what a partner does. The CEO of Denny's, John Miller, is here with us in the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Dallas. The home office is Spartanburg. He could have called this in.
He could have phoned this in.
But he came to the cake, and he's in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. John Miller, my partner, what's happening?
Hey, everything's good this morning, Tom. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for being back. And he's here to announce yet another program to help students stay in school at historically black colleges and universities. And it's called Hunger for Education. Explain, John.
All right, so that's right. Your facts are absolutely right. This is the 12th year with you, a little over $500,000 this year. But while a lot of people are cutting back, we thought it'd be a good time to step up because people are dropping out of school, and the hope, the gate to the future, to change the world, to have a better life, really starts with education. And so if kids are dropping out of school, the chance is diminished. So we are stepping up our giving. We started the Hungry for Education program last year in 2013. I have to say, a little bit inspired by you. And we love what you're doing and what your foundation is doing. And we love being a partner with it. And we think we can make a difference for a lot of people and change
the
world. And
so what does that entail?
All right. So what happened last year, we kicked it off with a $250,000, which is a lot more than our annual giving before. Another $200,000 this year. And 2015 is going to be bigger and better.
Did you hear the number?
Big numbers. We want the chorus. We want the hallelujah chorus.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He stepped it up. He was already here.
And then he took it
here.
And ladies and gentlemen, his arms are really high.
John. So 12 deserving students attending HBCUs are eligible for these scholarships?
That's right, and we've extended the deadline. I think a lot of people haven't gotten the word out, so we appreciate you helping us to get the word out. We're extending the deadline to after the 17th of this month to apply.
And so next week.
That's right. We got to hurry. We got to get the word out.
17th is what, next Friday?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
You can continue to apply for scholarships because this will go on now and through next year. But to help Wilberforce University, we have a special program in place.
Because you're on the board of Wilberforce.
That's right. I joined. Well, a little bit self-serving, of course.
That's all right. That's all right.
But here's the deal. And so we talk about historically black colleges. This is the first private black college in the United States. It was established in 1856. And it's important to me. I come from the state of Ohio. I look at the great things that are being done there. But what better? We have a distance learning program. We have a lot of great things going on at the school. It does change lives in a very important way. And we'd love to see that school, like a lot of historically black colleges, become stronger and stronger. So we have a new board, a new commitment, a lot of great things happening there. And so obviously we would like to see the enrollment rise there. And what better than to have a diploma hanging on your wall from the first historically black college in the United States?
Wilberforce. Yeah.
And so what do we have our students do?
So what the students do, go to the Tom Joyner Foundation, www.tomjoynerfoundation.org, and look for how to apply for these scholarships.
Okay.
Hungry for education.
Hungry for education.
Hungry for education.
John?
So let me tell you, there's a few things else going on. While we're here, it is the holidays, and inspired by the Red Velvet Studio, we have Red Velvet Pancake Puppies on the menu at Denny's.
What?
That's right.
What?
And gingerbread French toast and pumpkin pancakes. And what better than to celebrate the holidays? If you want to get, you got to give. You got to give the spirit of the holidays, right? Okay. So we're going to give away a little bit of something for your guests today. If you just tell them how to text get, we got $500 in breakfast we're giving away. $50 gift certificates.
$50 gift certificates?
Yes, sir.
To the next Text Time Club members at 646464.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a hallelujah too, David. You're right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that.
And real quick, a little shout out to Sybil. Sybil hosted an interview last year with one of our board members on the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage Cruise. So we'd like to also announce our partnership going into 2015 for that cruise once again. Slammin' Breakfast and the Gospel Show
Excellent.
Will be sponsored by Denny's. So thank you again for being great partners. And let's get these kids back to school.
You need to come on the cruise with us, too.
Yeah.
I know. I heard about it. It's so fun.
You guys.
So
oh,
fun.
But they worked hard. Your people worked very hard, yeah. John. What,
that's sure I'm afraid they'll put me to work.
It's fun work. It's fun work that
I
we
bet
do.
It is.
Yeah.
Bless
you.
You party with a purpose. No, bless you. And
yeah.
All the
and
good
all the
work.
And all the things we've done with the National Civil Rights Museum, the King Center, take a loved one to the doctor, the cruise. And now, again, Hungry for Education, John Miller, CEO of Denny's.
And thanks to April Kelly, too. She's a good one.
Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.